Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is off on assignment again today, taking care of his shoulder. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme is miscellaneous trivia. We do have a special guest, someone who has been on the show many times before, sports agent Steve Baker. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Edward?
Doing great. All right. And hopefully we'll keep the signal strong because you're on your way up to Tahoe to go skiing, right?
I am. South Tahoe. Exciting. we're just hitting the mountain. So if we make it through this whole thing, it'll be a minor miracle.
Okay. When we come back, the few questions I have are, one, who right now is the odds of who will make up the Super Bowl? Because things are changing, a lot of injuries going on. Also, now that Coach Belichick is at North Carolina, players and agents are coming to him wanting to be part of his program and want to talk to Steve about that. And then also, what's the deal with Devondre Campbell, the linebacker for the 49ers, refusing to enter a game? The 49ers suspending versus releasing him. And I wanted to ask Steve, like, what's the impact of that on his contract? My guess is his career is probably close to over. I think he's played for about 9 years. And I don't think I'd want a guy on my team who you never know if he's going to decide not to play. That's not a good thing. You know, it's like not showing up for work. All right. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to interview Steve Baker, sports agent.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Steve Baker, a sports agent, mostly football, if I remember correctly. And Steve, let me just ask you right away. So Devondre Campbell, linebacker for the 49ers, I think it was Hargrave who was playing. He got hurt. Campbell was asked by the coach to go in, and he refused. And so apparently Lynch came down, the general manager, and sent him to the locker room. And now the 49ers are suspending him for the last few games versus releasing him. What's your take on that? And how does that affect his contract?
Well, my take on it is there's probably very few things a football player could do that's more destructive for his career than what he did. He'll certainly never play for the 49ers again. And as you alluded to, I suspect he'll never get another shot. He is a talented linebacker. He was good enough to play to start most of the games this season. But a team can't have a situation where a player refuses to play, not only because of the way it affects your defense, but the way it affects the esprit de corps of the rest of your team. The reason the Niners suspended him rather than released him is because they can punish him more by suspending him. This way they could argue they don't have to pay him. And he can't sign with another team, and they can potentially recoup part of the signing bonus that they gave him. I believe he was set to make $5 million this year.
He
did receive a substantial signing bonus. The 49ers will certainly argue that they're entitled to withhold the signing bonus because the signing bonus is contingent on him offering his services. As a legal matter, where he was foolish, I think it's wrong to refuse to play. I mean, it destroys your team. But as a legal matter, he would have been much smarter to argue that he was too injured to play, which is the route that Brandon Ayuk took with the Niners over the summer, where he was holding out and the Niners weren't able to suspend him or fine him because he claimed he was injured, and you can't suspend someone or fine them if they're injured. DeAndre Campbell actually was quoted when he was a Packer once saying that he's not going to play injured again because, you know, he's going to do what's best for him. So there was hints that there were these issues before, but he should have gone back and looked at his old quotes. If he was going to pull that move, he could have been smarter.
And if I understand it correctly, he didn't, or so far he hasn't claimed that he didn't go in because he was injured.
No, he didn't claim he basically didn't come in because the Niners starter came back, actually had an unbelievable game in the first half. And then because he was recovering from his Achilles, Achilles was beginning to bother him in the second half, and they tried to put DeAndre Campbell back in. He refused to go in. I was actually, as I was driving over to my friend's house this morning to drive me up to Heavenly Mountain, I heard an interview with Bosa before that he was talking to the Niners star defensive end, where he was talking about that there were hints that they had a feeling in the locker room before the game even started that there was a brewing team out there. Which, you know, again, it shows that the Niners had to aggressively address this, because it becomes a cancer that can grow through your locker room.
Yeah, so just from what I'm gathering, it sounds like he was just kind of upset that he was not going to be the starter.
Yes, and I don't fault him for being upset that he's not going to be the starter. But, you know, when you're paid that kind of money, you're being paid to be a football player, you don't have that option. And, again, there's also an esprit de corps that occurs on the team. And you need to respect that. And it could, as I said, it could really be a cancer to a team to allow that to fester. Again, this has happened before with other players. I mean, most notably, I remember Scottie Pippen one time with the Bulls. Phil Jackson was putting him into a game where he was giving Tony Kukoc the last shot in the game, and Scottie Pippen refused to go back on the court because he was annoyed that Kukoc was getting the last shot. The message from that, and that's been a mark on Scottie Pippen's career the rest of the time. The difference is if you're going to violate team esprit de corps, you better be one of the best players on the team.
So,
there's an algorithm that the better you are, the more you can break rules.
True. So that, I mean, Scottie Pippen was, you know, I always thought he was a superstar, but I can't remember, who was the football player who started taking off his uniform in the fourth quarter
I remember what you're talking about, but I'm only thinking of the Paul Newman hockey movie where all the hockey players are stripping.
slap shot. Mr. McMack, what happened to you?
I'm back.
You're back. Wi-Fi issues.
What's going to happen with DeAndre Campbell is the Niners will suspend him. They'll certainly release him. Actually, he doesn't need to be released after the season because he just signed a one-year contract. The Niners will suspend him. I think it's likely that DeAndre Campbell will file a grievance claiming he shouldn't be suspended. And I wouldn't be surprised if he'll then try to argue he was injured. But it'll be an interesting case.
The time to say you're injured is right then and there. Hey, coach, I can't go in because I'm injured.
Right. Well, again, I'm sure the argument will be made. And again, when players have tried to violate their contracts and get away with it, the example is the Brandon Ayuk example, where, I mean, Brandon Ayuk mysteriously healed the day that he got his $30 million contract.
Absent
claiming he was injured, the 49ers could have fined him. So, and they didn't. Yeah. And
Campbell's agent, is he financially unaffected? Like, he doesn't have to give back some of his agent's commission, does he?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to. Well, again, it's not legal for an agent to bill a client for money that the player doesn't make. So, I mean, like, for example, if the player has to refund the signing bonus, that's an interesting issue. I mean, the player certainly earned it, and so the agent is entitled to be paid on that. That would be an interesting case. But again, I wouldn't want to be in DeAndre Campbell's situation to the extent his future is NFL. I mean, that was a very stupid move, and it will be the first line in his obituary. It was a very stupid move.
Oh, it'll talk. Hey, Mike. Why don't you ask? I'm sure you've been wanting to ask Mike something. We have about a minute to go before our commercial break, but go ahead.
You want me to ask Mike something?
No, Mike. I'm sure.
It seems my internet is going in and out. I don't know if you guys are having a problem here, but Steve, you know, you've been an agent for a long time, and you know, you have to deal with so many different personalities. What is the things as an agent, what are the criteria that you have to have in a client? In other words, some things you'll handle, some things you'll deal with, and some things, I'm not touching them.
I have two essential requirements. I mean, it goes beyond that, but I'd say two essential requirements. One, that I respect the player as his talents, that I believe in him. I mean, I wouldn't represent someone that I didn't heart, body, and soul believed could perform. And two, non-negotiable is they be someone of character that I want to be associated with. I think I've had a reputation around the league as representing their super high quality individual, and I see that as part of my brand. For example, I've represented over 35 players from Stanford in the NFL. There's nothing like representing a Stanford player. Same for Cal, I might add. But
sure,
yesterday I was at the Museum of Modern Art with a Stanford player looking at an art exhibit with the Stanford player. It's surreal the level that a place like that produces. And I found that the greatest joy I get from what I do is having those kind of connections.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial trivia question break here. We're talking just miscellaneous trivia. And Steve, as a reminder, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. We'll let you answer when we come back from break. What was absent from the first telephone book? All right. That's our trivia question. What was absent from the first telephone book? Let's see here. Okay, when we come back, we got some more football talk specifically to talk with Steve Baker, who is a sports agent. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest Steve Baker, sports agent. Guys, hey, what was absent from the first telephone book?
I'm here trying to channel my inner Cheers Cliff Clavin, and my argument would be area codes.
Is what?
I would say an area codes.
Oh, area code. Okay, Mike, what do you think?
I take it I was wrong.
I got no clue.
Okay. Telephone numbers. There were no telephones. So what would happen is the users would simply tell the operator the name of the person they wanted to reach, making the phone numbers unnecessary at the time. The directory only listed names and addresses.
Edward, if I can argue, if you see the famous Cheers segment of Cliff Clavin on Jeopardy. Me saying, in fact, there were no area codes either. So I think I deserve half credit on my answer.
I think you do, because area code is part of the telephone number. I will give you half credit for that. Okay.
And Edward, I swear to you, I almost said that, but I thought it was so stupid that that could not be possibly the answer. But whatever. Apparently it is.
The next two questions, one of them is going to be about a car, and the other one's going to be about a fruit. So we try to cover the whole gamut here.
My instinct is I'm going to go 0-3 today.
Number two is it's one of those things where if you know it, you know it. If you don't, I mean, I didn't know this one. And number three, I didn't know this one either. I just thought it was funny. Okay, I'm going to just, before we get back to normalcy here, I've got my silly joke of the week, I want to say. So the cashier at Target told me, strip down facing me, and by the time I realized she meant my debit card, it was too late. I don't think they're going to let me in Target anymore. There you go. Okay, Steve, quick question about Steve. So Coach Belichick, obviously with Tom Brady, New England Patriots, etc. So he goes to North Carolina, and just because of who he is, suddenly players and agents are coming to him wanting to be part of his program. It's amazing how a coach, just the fact that you have a coach of that caliber, just suddenly it gets like bees on honey.
Well, I mean, college sports is being completely turned upside down. Right after the Belichick hire, which obviously, I mean, you have arguably, if not the greatest coach of all time, certainly on the Mount Rushmore of coaches. So that's going to be something that's going to radically change things in North Carolina. But you have with they also hired Mike Lombardi, who is a former NFL GM, to be the general manager of the North Carolina program. So you're bringing an NFL sensibility to college sports, which very much exists. I mean, now you have teams all over the country where the players all over the country putting their names in the transfer portal, and people calling up North Carolina and every place else trying to negotiate contracts for college players moving between.
They've always been known for basketball. Football has been kind of a secondary. I think even baseball's probably kind of a major
Indiana's only known for basketball, but Indiana this year is playing in this college football playoff. So I mean it's everyone's trying to get to another level, and I think my understanding is Bill Belichick really wanted to be the coach of the Jets, but finding that wasn't going to happen, he did something that will be fascinating. I mean, the whole world will be watching what happens with UNC next year.
How much is he getting paid? And then I'll turn it over to Mike. Do we know how much?
I think we'll know at some point, because UNC is a public university, so that they'll probably have to disclose it. But I'm sure it's. I think it's north of what DeAndre Campbell was making.
I was going to say I'm going to guess $5 million, but okay, Mike, go ahead.
I would guess higher than that. I would guess. I mean, wow. I would guess, I feel pretty comfortable north of 5 million.
I think Steve can relate to this next question, Steve, regarding Belichick. You know, often being a coach, a sports agent, anything in life often is about, life is about sales and selling yourself. The thing about Belichick, we know that his personality is kind of, it's just boom. And do you think that he's going to be able to relate to the kids first? And maybe second, does he even care if he relates to the kids? Because this thing is really setting almost a new precedent in college sports.
Well, first of all, Bill Belichick's public reputation is different than his private reputation. I've had a number of clients that played for Bill Belichick that absolutely love him. Believe it or not, he's actually supposedly a very funny man who has a lot of charisma individually with his players. Now, the problem is he's also, he's leading a dictatorship as opposed to a democracy. But a lot of the greatest coaches are that way. But I suspect Bill Belichick will have great success at that level. One, because he's a brilliant football mind. And two, I know from the clients I've had who have been coached by him, they love him. So that reputation isn't completely accurate.
I wonder how different it is coaching college versus pros. I mean, there's a few of the rules difference, but just the talent, working at the kids have to still kind of study in school, you know, et cetera.
Well, first of all, I don't think the kids study that much in school at places not like, well, at UNC, they probably do. UNC is quite a school, but and certainly at Stanford or Cal. But what's interesting is college sports is becoming more like pro sports. I mean, you're going to have a salary cap this year in college sports where teams can spend $20 million on their players if the antitrust case gets approved.
And they don't count scholarships as part of that, right? Like the cost of school is not part of it.
I mean, it's the Oklahoma land rush right now in college. So college is becoming closer to NFL. I think I certainly think a 20-year-old will be more in awe of Bill Belichick maybe than a 35-year-old. Certainly college sports 5 years ago, the college sport coach was king 5 years ago. It's different now because the players, across the country, players on every team are putting their names in the transfer portal, which gives them incredible leverage. So it's becoming much closer to NFL. Frequently, players can make more in college than they can make as pro players, which is mind-boggling.
And the thing that's kind of cool about that is, how many players actually, make it to the NFL, then the average lifespan is, 3.5 years? And what are they going to do afterwards? So I kind of like the idea of these guys getting paid now, because especially if they get hurt.
I think it's fair that they get paid, but the system is broken. I mean, you can't have a situation where players every year are leaving like they are and maintain a program. On the other side, the system before was flawed because the players were being taken total advantage of. I think what happened was the pendulum swung one way. Now it's swinging a lot in the other way, and eventually it'll come out more in the middle. But a situation where a coach can make $10 million a year, but a player had to sit out a year before he could play for another team and had no options and risk injury in college where he might never make any money in the pros, the old system didn't work either. So I think eventually you'll have something. It's sort of like our democracy where maybe we'll see 4 years from now, things have settled down after the craziness we're dealing with in our government also.
Yeah, but it's pendulum swinging one way, then the other way. Yeah,
exactly.
Go ahead, Mike.
But Steve, even with the Belichick-Carolina connection, it almost seems like the football operations and the business side of things this is really, in my opinion, one of the most fascinating hires in a decade or longer. I mean, because it really change everything from a business football model? Because this is now, you're bringing in the best of the best who worked at the NFL level.
Well, I mean, think of the last time that happened is when Nick Saban left the Miami Dolphins to become the coach of Alabama. And now Nick Saban went from from the Miami Dolphins to a complete dictatorship in Alabama, where Nick Saban left last year because you can no longer be a dictatorship because the players have so many options. I mean, your backup running back, who's probably better than any running back on any other team, can now leave your team, so you can't take it. You can't dominate that running back like you used to be able to do. I think there's no question that Belichick will have a huge effect because, again, he's a brilliant coach. On the other side, Belichick, you know, a skeptic would argue Belichick only had his great success when he had the greatest quarterback of all time as his quarterback.
It's interesting. You get someone like Jim Harbaugh, who played a quarterback for the Bears. Then he goes ahead and coaches the 49ers in pros. Then he goes to the college in Michigan. And now he goes back to the pros in the Chargers. I mean, he's kind of had the whole gamut there. Hey, guys, you ready for our second trivia question here? Okay, and I told you this one was kind of interesting because this also has to do with a car. You know the Ford Mustang? Famous Ford Mustang?
Of course.
Okay, what was that named after? That's our trivia question. What was the Ford Mustang named after? That's our trivia question. Should I give you a hint?
I'd like a hint.
Okay. You got to think military. I know. I don't know. I'm not sure why this is what it is, but it is what it is. All right, audience, that's our trivia question. What was the Ford Mustang named after? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowd and Steve Baker.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, sports agent Steve Baker. Second trivia question, what was the Ford Mustang named after? Anyone?
Bueller?
Go ahead. What?
I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
It's quite obvious it was named after Henry Ford, the creator of the automobile, was actually known as a wild guy at times. So they used to say, that guy's a wild Mustang. So therefore, it was the Ford Mustang.
You know, that's not the answer I was looking for. And I'm sure he was a wild guy. And actually,
made that up.
Oh, you did? Okay. It
was named after the super secret Mustang drone facility in Paramus, New Jersey. Where, Eugene Debs created a special. I have no idea.
Actually, it was named after the P-51 fighter plane of World War II.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I love those guys.
That's good stuff.
The next one's kind of an interesting question too. Okay. All right, guys. Are we going to make our odds on predictions of first who gets into the Super Bowl and then any winners? I know it's early still. Playoffs haven't even happened yet.
Philadelphia Eagles versus Buffalo Bills.
Jalen Hurts is looking pretty good. I guess Kirk Cousins, just sometimes he's a hit and miss with the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins plays for the Falcons, so I feel very
I'm thinking of Sam Darnold.
I think Sam Darnold has resurrected his career.
He has.
But I think the combination of Patrick Mahomes having a high ankle sprain in the AFC and the injuries that Detroit has suffered in the NFC makes Philadelphia versus Buffalo what I think a very good bet.
Yeah, Buffalo really took it to the Lions. I don't know. I know you always want to root for our home team guy because Jared Goff literally lived like within 5 miles of where we are here.
Goff is the most underrated first round pick in history. It's amazing. Here's a guy who was the first pick in the draft, who was ungodly talented, and people don't mention him in the top three or four quarterbacks, and I think he's right there. I mean, he's incredible.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to add to Steve's comment. I mean, listen, I think the kid out of Marin Catholic's doing an unreal job. They had a tough time against Buffalo the other night, but overall, collectively, he's probably playing the best football of his life, no question about it. And now he's one of the top-ranked quarterbacks in the league. And as Steve said, super underrated. I think he likes it. I personally know him. He's a very, very humble kid. I love his I love him as a human being. I know his dad, and his dad's Jared. We know him, and he's just one of those guys where you got to root for him because he's a humble guy.
He's an incredible player. He's an incredible player, and his combination of accuracy and arm strength is almost unequaled. And it's interesting, when he was the Rams quarterback, I once saw a YouTube video where he showed up at a practice in disguise for a high school, for a college team. And they were saying, oh, we're bringing this guy in to see what he looks like. Sort of like heaven can wait when Warren Beatty shows up on the team. Jared Goff started throwing 60-yard bullets. And it was amazing watching all these college players in marvel at his skill. He's an incredible player.
We never see his arm strength. It's very, well, let's put it this way, it's very rare we see his arm strength on Sunday. There'll only be like one pass maybe. It's just, there's always like just these short little.
He is an incredible, again, I can't think of another player who was taken with the first pick in the draft who's as underrated as Jared Goff. Because, I mean, that's greatness. And he, I mean, I think he's beginning to show a Hall of Fame arc. And, you know, he's not mentioned with the Josh Allens and the Patrick Mahomes. And I do think he's
probably because he's not a runner. I mean, he's a smart player, but he's not a runner. You know, he's not big enough yet. To Josh Allen's what 245.
Peyton Manning wasn't either, I just think, I mean, Jared Goff to me is very reminiscent of the skills you saw in Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
I love what Steve just said about Goff going out. I think it was Santa Monica Junior College. He shows up to practice, got this new guy coming out. What Steve just said, it was an awesome spoof. I recall seeing it on ESPN, but it was one of the funnier things out there.
He was wearing like a mop. He had the hair.
It was
phenomenal. Funny.
Yeah, I
think of Paper Lion. Remember with Alex Karras and George Plimpton back in, I think, 1970, playing for the Lions.
George Plimpton wasn't quite the quarterback that Jared Goff is, though.
No. In fact, do you remember? There was Alan. Did Alan Alda play? Did they do two different versions? Because I remember Alan Alda played. And then they only put him in at the very last, and he gets tackled, for a loss.
I don't know the answer to that. I do know, though, that Hawkeye Pierce, no, not Hawkeye yeah. Pierce, Hawkeye, Alan Alda's person was Hawkeye Pierce. His roommate in the tent was B.J. Honeycutt, who was in the show from Mill Valley.
Yes. That's they could say he's from Mill, yeah. Yeah, he gets they talk about his background, and he says, "Yeah, I've got my wife. I was out babe with my wife. We're a little town in Mill Valley, blah blah." Yeah, and that's for those people who don't know, that's very close to us here in Marin County. It's actually part of our Marin County.
Out of the fact that Dr. Malfi on Sopranos came from went to Tufts, where I went to college, are two pieces of trivia that I'm very proud of.
Okay, well, where did Hawkeye Pierce, what town did he come from?
I would think he probably came from someplace in Illinois.
Crabapple Cove, Maine.
Maine.
I mean, I watched so much TV when I was a kid, you know. I think I told my brother and I one time were so bored, we named all 108 episodes of Gilligan's Island. Oh, do you remember the one with, Vito, Scotty, and a little off the topic there. It's going to say that. With all these injuries, suddenly, like if Mahomes didn't have the high ankle sprain, would they be the favorite?
Edward, with all these injuries, who would have predicted that at this point of the season, between McCaffrey, Ayuk, I'm forgetting the name of their impact receiver, the other receiver, that between the three of them, that they would have one touchdown. The Niners healthy, I think, would be a Super Bowl favorite. I mean, obviously they have no shot now, but injuries really affect this. And, Patrick Mahomes has a few weeks to get better. And you're not going to get rich betting against Patrick Mahomes, but I feel pretty good about Buffalo and Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think Buffalo. Go ahead.
Hey, just kind of a bit of a random question, but really curious to get your thoughts, Steve. I found out yesterday that Michael Vick is applying for the Sacramento State University head football coaching job. Talk about an interesting, weird hire, but certainly has a lot of legs, doesn't it?
I think that is it. I mean, obviously the success that Deion Sanders has had at Colorado makes Michael Vick look like an interesting choice. Frankly, the guy that I think Sac State should hire is Hardy Nickerson, who's the former great linebacker from Cal who started for Tampa, who I know is very interested in that job, but and is a fabulous coach. But, you look at the success that Deion Sanders had, the success of a player and his ability to relate to other players, and Michael Vick, absent what he went through with the dog issues, would have been one of the greats. And I've seen him speak since, and he can very much relate to players. So I do see how that's interesting, and I know that Sacramento State evidently wants to bring their football program to another level. But they should be thinking about Harvey Nickerson.
They want to go FBS. In fact, they're building the works of building a brand new football stadium. What does that entail? 35,000? I don't know. Right now, their stadium's about 25,000. So it's very interesting. Right. I mean, it's a huge metropolitan. You'd think they'd be able to have some success up there. UC Davis is doing all right.
You look at the success that minor league baseball and pro basketball has in Sacramento. It's a very hungry market for top sports. So having a big time sport, there's certainly room.
And the weather is pretty good during football season in Sacramento. For those who don't know, Sacramento can get extremely hot during the summer. And that's why I wonder about baseball. But
it's true.
Basketball indoors and football around the wintertime.
The real success for Sac State with Michael Vick would be if they could clone Michael Vick and have him bring Michael Vick with his skills from when he was 20 years old to Sac State. And suddenly you have what Deion did with bringing his son to Colorado. And you suddenly create a powerhouse. But I don't think we've created that technology yet.
He was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have an opinion on this latest Heisman Trophy winner, Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeudy? I was all over Jeudy. I love that kid. I mean, even Oregon couldn't stop him. Do you think that was a fair choice?
I think – obviously, with the Colorado player who won it, you know, he's the best defensive back and the best wide receiver in college football. The last time you saw that was Charles Woodson, who won the Heisman. So I have a hard time faulting that. Obviously, the running back at Boise had an unbelievable year. I mean, you know, arguably the greatest running back year of all time. I think he's passing Barry Sanders' record. It's hard to argue against when a player is the best at both sides.
That's true.
Do you think in the pros they'll let him play both sides? Sometimes, maybe?
I suspect that he would not be able to do that totally, but to some extent you can. I mean, I think Charles Woodson was used on both sides at times. I think, he's such a threat, but. It's a whole different level of play at the next level. But you're also talking about two premium positions. I mean, a shutdown corner. I mean, the only corner who can shut down him on offense is him. So, I mean, it's an interesting dynamic.
All right, guys, you ready for our last commercial trivia question here? All right, I told you this was going to be about fruit. So here's our trivia question. Which fruit glows blue under UV light?
Yeah.
Which fruit, and it's normal. It's nothing like some weird fruit you've never heard of. Which fruit glows under UV light? I thought that was kind of interesting. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. We'll see who knows that question first, all right? And then when we come back, we already did our silly joke of the week, so we're going to do our thoughts for the day. And stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, my co-host, and Steve Baker. All right, guys, we asked our third trivia question just before we went to the break. Which fruit glows under UV light? Anyone?
A plum.
That's still no.
It's go probably ahead. Something simple. I'm going to say, can I give two answers? No.
Yeah,
I'm
going to say
an orange.
An orange? No.
What about a kiwi?
No. A ripening banana. So, yeah, I mean, it's still banana.
I was going to say a banana, to be honest.
You were? And I believe you, Steve. You've never lied to me before. I know you were telling me the truth. Okay, you guys ready for our thoughts of the day? All right, here we go. So I just bought my co-worker a Get Better Soon card. And no, he's not sick. I just think he could do better. He didn't like that too much. Okay, and I was drinking whiskey, and the bartender screamed, "Does anybody know CPR?" And I yelled, "I know the entire alphabet." We all laughed. Well, except for this one guy. All right, and audience, I mean, these are a little bit off color, I know. Steve Baker, thank you again for joining us on Sports Econ 101. Don't break a leg, as they say, going skiing. Enjoy your time. Mike, always a pleasure having you on as my co-host. Go ahead, Mike.
Merry Christmas to both you and all your families. I hope it's a beautiful year for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. This is our show just before Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you to our military as well. Are you the U.S. military for serving this Christmas special?
All right. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.